Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. They ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prisoners will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Black won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. And I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pulls in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folks got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations, who got the money? That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor, then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk own and control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisoners in the United States are black people. You know you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March, who cares? Marching has never changed anything.
Now, learn this from Joel Osteen. That's my man. He be texting me. That's my man. God done put some people around me, show me some stuff. He was telling this story. He said this man that went to heaven, he was walking with Peter down this aisleway, and it was going down this corridor, had a lot of doors on it, and said all these doors had names on it. And he said, Peter, let me ask you something. What's all these doors, these names on? He said, don't worry about it. Just go ahead. So he kept walking. He messed around. He saw one of them doors and had his name on it. He said, whoa. He said, hey, Peter, this here ain't got my name on it. Something I need to know? He said, man, don't worry about that. You here now. Just go on in there and talk to him. See what he's here. He said, nah, I won't know what's in the door. He said, you sure you won't see what's in the door? He said, yeah. So he opened up the door. It was a warehouse. It had nothing but shelves on it. And then the shelves had nothing but packages. And all the packages had his name on them. And he said, what is all these boxes? He said, that's all of the blessings, all of the things God wanted to ship to you. But number one, you didn't ask him for it. Then number two, you didn't believe you would have it. Then you doubted him. And then you felt like you wasn't worthy. And so now all these boxes is up here. Now the man standing there wishing he had never even been in the room. And I started thinking. I got some dudes that work for me. And I said, I want you to do this graph for me. And that's what I'm finna show you now. See, what you're having is When God sends your package, he only sends it to one street. That's
what's up, everybody. This is Jay, and this video is about, is Tariq worth $2 million? Now, we all know that he's a damn fool, and he deserves what he's getting, but is he worth $2 million? Before we do, let's hit that like.
Okay. I hit the wrong button here. All right, this is, it's my house, and it's January 3rd, 2022. So happy New Year to everybody. We got a guest that we'll be speaking to in a moment that needs some help, but we really want to go back to Steve Harvey at, I'm on a new phone. So I'll learn how to operate this thing. Okay, anyway, today's, now before we go to our guests, all right, wait a minute, let me try this again. Today's podcast is titled, oh man, okay. It's titled, Earth Wealth, Agritourism and Earth Wealth E-Village. Agritourism and Earth Wealth E-Village. So Earth Wealth E-Village, what's that? Well, we've got a 4-acre tract of land in Hamilton County, Florida, that borders the borders Georgia. So that's what we call a place, Earth Wealth E-Village. And what will be our business there basically is agritourism, including helping people who don't have shelter or adequate shelter. So, and I'm trying to get back this, to Steve Harvey here. You know what, I might have to do this the old-fashioned way. So, hold on, guest, in a moment. I'll tell you what, we're going to do a musical interlude before, that went away. So what we're trying to find, I wanted you guys to hear, and the regulars have heard it on a regular, Steve Harvey. You know what? We got some more Steve Harvey here. Let me play this before we go back to Faith Street, because this is January 3rd, 2022. So if you're down on your luck right now, by the end of this week, or definitely by the end of this month, your luck should turn around.
Listen to me. Rich people think differently. So what I'm going to put in your head today is a rich people concept so you can get to understand it. The only difference between successful people and not is just how they think. Rich people think different. Quit letting people tell you you got to get qualified in another program. You don't need another program to be successful. You need to change the way you think. So here's the deal. The problem with becoming a millionaire is that when you decide that you want to be a millionaire, you immediately start thinking, how can I become a millionaire? Well, that thought don't just pop into your head, so you get frustrated, and you don't become a millionaire. And you start creating stuff like, well, I guess this wasn't the Lord's will, or as soon as I think of how I'm going to make a million. You can't think of how to make $1 million. Stop. Do you know if you knew how to make $1 million, what's the day, Tuesday? Wouldn't you make it by Friday? Wouldn't not you make it by Friday? But suppose I told you how you can become a millionaire with what you have. Because here's the deal. All of you have everything it takes to become rich. You just don't believe it. Now, if you can develop this theory that I'm about to share with you,
I have the way for you to be rich. This is it. First of all of you have a gift. God gave it to you when he created you. God never created a single soul without giving them a gift. That's the God that created you. He's a very smart God. Here's the cold thing. When he made you, he put the gift inside of you. He didn't hide it under the ocean. It ain't on the mountain nowhere. It ain't under no rocks. You ain't got to go drilling. God put what you needed inside of you at birth. All of you have a gift. But you have got to do your gift, the thing God gave you at birth to do. It is the thing that you do the absolute best with the least amount of effort. That's your gift. Anything else you're doing, you're wasting your time. Do you hear me? You're wasting your time. If when the alarm clock goes off in the morning and it makes you sick every morning that alarm go off, it's because you ain't doing your gift. You're going against what God created you to be. Do most of you know what your gift is? Who in here doesn't know their gift yet? Okay, let me tell you what you do. Go home today. Don't talk to nobody. Sit down and have one conversation with yourself. What is the thing that I do the absolute best with the least amount of effort? This ain't going to take you long. You old enough, you grown. Write it down. I don't care if it's networking. I don't care if it's babysitting. I don't care if it's doing color. I don't care if it's painting. Whatever it is, it's what you do. Sing it. Whatever you do the best, write it down. That's your gift. That's it. You ain't got to go asking a bunch of people. They've been telling you your whole life. You know, you ever have people call you with their problems? They always call you with your problems because you gifted at it. But you didn't know how to identify it. If you identify your gift. Now, let me ask you this question. This thing that you're gifted at, if you did it for somebody, do you think somebody would pay you $10 for your gift? Just $10. Could you babysit for $10? Could you cut somebody's hair for $10? Could you cut their grass for $10? Could you make them a chicken dinner for $10? Could you do something for $10? Everybody, don't you have something somebody would give you $10 for? Okay, now, once you have something that somebody's willing to pay you $10 for, this is how this works. It's called the multiples of 10. See, you don't have to figure out how to be a millionaire. You just got to figure out the thing that makes you $10. So now here we go. You do it and you make $10. Soon as they pay you the 10, go do it 10 more times. Whatever it was. Watch some more kids 10 more times. Get another 10. You got $100. When you get $100, whatever you did to make that $100, listen to me, do it 10 more times. You ain't got to get tricky with it. Just do it 10 more times. You'd have made $1,000. Whatever you did to make the $1,000, don't get smart. Stay stupid now. Do it 10 more times. You have now made $10,000. Hold up. Now we finna grow a little bit, but guess what you got to do to grow? You just got to do some more. Whatever you made $10,000 doing, I need you to do it 10 more times. What you tripping for? If you do it 10 more times, you got $100,000. Now, you might have to hire some people to make this happen. You got to figure that part out. But all you got to do is do what you did for $10. Once you make $100,000, if you just do it 10 more times.
Now, learn this from Joel Osteen. Joel Osteen. That's my man. He be texting me. That's my man. This God done put some people around me, show me some stuff. He was telling this story. He said this man that went to heaven, and he was walking with Peter down this aisleway, and was going down this corridor, had a lot of doors on it, and said all these doors had names on it. And he said, Peter, let me ask you something. What's all these doors, these names on? He said, don't worry about it. Just go ahead. So he kept walking. And mess around, he saw one of them doors and had his name on it. He said, whoa. He said, hey, Peter, this here ain't got my name on it. something I need to know? He said, man, don't worry about that. You here now. Just go on in there and talk to him. See what he's. He said, nah, I won't know what's in the door. He said, you sure you won't see what's in the door? He said, yeah. So he opened up the door. It was a warehouse. It had nothing but shelves on it. And in the shelves had nothing but packages. And all the packages had his name on them. And he said, what is all these boxes? He said, that's all of the blessings, all of the things God wanted to ship to you. But number one, you didn't ask him for it. Then number two, you didn't believe you would have it. Then you doubted him. And then you felt like you wasn't worthy. And so now all these boxes is up here. Now the man standing there wishing he had never even been in the room. And I started thinking. I got some dudes that work for me. And I said, I want you to do this graph for me. And that's what I'm finna show you now. See, what you happen is, when God sends your package, he only sends it to one street. That's Faith Street. You got to stay in faith. You can't move off of Faith Street. You can't get on Doubted Drive. You can't be over there and start doubting it, because your package gonna go right on by. You can't lose your faith and get on Not Meant to Be Way, because your package is going to keep going right on by. Because the package just go to Faith Street. You can get your little feelings hurt, I ain't worthy. Guess what? Your package going to keep going right on by. You have not because you ask not. Then you sit up here and start feeling sorry for yourself. You go on Pity Way, your package keep going right on by. If you stay right on Faith Street, don't ever come off, because the blessing is coming. If you wait on it, here it comes. It may not come when you want it, but it on time. But if you get up and you move off of Faith Street, your box gonna get sent back to sender. And now you're gonna have a warehouse with a bunch of boxes with your name on it that you didn't never get. And I don't know about you, but I want everything he got for me. If he got something for me, I need all of mine. Because I don't know about you, but God lay you out, man. God will give you stuff. Man, he done took me places I ain't never thought I was going to go. I done seen parts of the world I never even thought I could go to. He done gave me stuff. He done put people in my life. God will do it for you, man. But you just got to stay, man. Use these principles of success. Understand, God is just that way. He'll lay you out. Because if he can lay me out, see, if he fix me and change me and get me over here trying to do better, I ain't perfect. I'm just trying to do better. I still say some stuff I ain't supposed to say. You understand? I ain't got it all together yet. I just got in the gate. I'm a new kind of Christian. But ain't no lock on my gate either. So if you see, once you check me, I'm probably going to check you back. But I'm getting better at that. I don't know how to love my enemies yet. I'm getting better at it, though. But it's a process. And the more times we can make people understand that it's a process, the more people can come in. And y'all people that have been good to me, that have been praying for me. I mean, man, my mama, if she could see me now, I just wish my mama could see me. Because she's been praying for this hill all her life. Watch my son. Well, he done watched me, mama. And I'm cool now. And my philosophy is very simple. I was who I was, but I am who I am. And I'm cool with both them people. Because who I was wasn't that bad cap. I made some mistakes, but I've been changed a little bit. And it's still a process. And the more people that you invite into the process, the better this is. Because ain't nobody perfect no how. So I really appreciate y'all, man, hearing me and listening to me. I'm going to ask Kirk Franklin if he will come.
All right. Right here on It's My House. And today, January 3rd, 2022, third day of the new year, first podcast live stream on this platform for the new year. We have a guest on, and she's on Faith Street. She's definitely on Faith Street. So we're going to listen to her story. Her name is Rosemary. And we're going to see what we can do to help her out on Faith Street. So let me go to her line right now. Rosemary, are you there?
Yes.
Rosemary, Happy New Year, for one. And tell us, you need, what do you need? Tell us your story. What do you need so we can get the right help for you?
Well, I need a place to stay. I'm staying on the streets.
And how long have you, so you're homeless, how long have you been on the street, Rosemary?
About a month or two.
Okay.
I'm pregnant, and I'm living on the street in an abandoned house.
Okay, so you've been staying in abandoned houses.
Yes.
And, go ahead, we're listening.
I just want somewhere where I can lay down and rest and be warm. I'd be cold. Okay. I'd be shaking when I go to sleep. I just need help.
And for
help.
People that don't know, Rosemary is in northern Florida. And it does get cold on occasion. It doesn't get Detroit, Michigan cold. But for Floridians, no. We do have some cold snaps. So it does get cold. And like I say, she's in northern Florida, not far from the Georgia border. So she's been staying in abandoned buildings. And the reason why we have her on here is Rosemary calls every day. So she's persistent. She's on Faith Street. And the way I look at it, she's in the middle of a breakthrough. So maybe somebody on here, or we collectively can help her get back on her feet. All right, so you need a place to stay.
Yes.
And you mentioned it, our offline conversations, because I asked you, were there any, there's no Red Cross or Salvation Army in that neck of the woods?
No.
Okay. All right. All right, the number here is 619-768-2945. This is a live podcast, so if you got any questions to ask of Rosemary, call in. I'll pass you directly in Rosemary right now. Rosemary, now, when you were working, tell us, if you don't mind, now, how did you happen to, getting in a homeless situation?
Well, the person that I was with, they put me out because of something that happened that didn't happen. And they just put me out. And then when I
came down, I
found out that I was pregnant.
Okay. When you had a job, what do you like to do for money, employment-wise? What kind of jobs have you had?
I've worked at Pizza Hut. I've worked at OYO's, cleaning rooms, and I've worked at Gold Kiss.
All right, so you've done housekeeping. You said you worked at Pizza Hut?
Yes. But I can't hardly do nothing.
What kind of job did you have at Pizza Hut?
Dishes. But see, right now I can't do nothing because I've had two strokes and I can't. My one side of my body's paralyzed.
Okay.
That's why I can't work nowhere right now.
All right. Now, your health is not in the best condition. What are you able to do? You can, you've been Well, you still got your motor skills. You can still walk. Obviously, you can talk.
Yeah.
Yes, you can man a phone.
After they sent me to rehab and stuff.
Okay. Once again, if anybody's got any questions to ask Rosemary, 619-768-2945. That's the number called. And then just once you get into that, press 1, and we can patch you into her directly if you have any questions to ask her directly. All right, so you need a place to stay.
Yes, sir.
Now, how are you eating? You got to eat. Well, I guess some days you don't get to eat.
Yes, sir. It's just whenever, you know, I can go across and buy me some chips or something, I eat them for that day.
Okay.
And I don't
so it's one day at a
like
time.
Because I'm pregnant. Yeah.
Right. All right. So you need food. You need shelter. Medical care, obviously.
Yes.
Let's see. All right. You can't work a if you're able to work. All right. You're on the phone. So you can man telephones. Anything else that you can possibly do that takes a minimum amount of physical action?
Well, you know, I can move around a little bit. You know, I might can clean in a room or something, but I have to take my time. You know, it's still paralyzed on that side, but I have to take my time. Like work in a motel, I can clean.
It seems like probably the best job is probably talking on the phone to receptionist, because that doesn't require a lot of physical strength to do that.
I can't stand a lot because I get weak.
All right, so you need to be sitting.
Yes, sir.
All right, so right now you need a place to stay. You need some food. And you need you probably need some medical attention.
Yes, sir.
As well. All right. Once again, people listening, 619-768-2945. This is January 3rd, 2022, and if you're interested in helping Rosemary with anything, I got the front door open here. Feel free to call in, and later today we'll be organizing a wish list for things needed see if we can help her out. Now, Rosemary, how long have you been homeless?
Oh, a couple of months, about 2 months, 2 or 3 months.
All right. Well, I'll say one, this is on a positive, but you got a pretty good mental constitution.
Thank you.
And you're persistent. You don't give up and quit.
Yes, sir. I just want to be able to lay down and rest and want to be able to take a good hot bath.
Well, first things first.
Yes, sir.
Okay, hold on, Rosemary.
Okay.
425, your mic is open. Good morning. Happy
good morning.
New Year.
Good morning. Happy New Year from Seattle, Washington. Robin Lynn.
Oh, good morning, Robin. Well, you got some experience in this, what Rosemary's experienced. So the floor is yours.
I was homeless 15 years, and I had to be very creative, very brave, and extremely humble to come out of that situation. And humble probably was the longest thing and hardest thing for me to figure out to accomplish, and probably the reason why I was homeless for 15 years. Humble. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
what would you suggest for Rosemary? Because Rosemary is, he's just been homeless 2 months. Anyway, what do you suggest she do?
Okay, so one of the things that I learned later on towards the end of my homelessness, but it catapulted me out of homelessness. So anytime I am in trouble or anytime I need help, then I try and go to find and help someone else out of the same situation that I'm in. And it could be as simple as giving someone else a list of shelters or information, or going with them and walking them through the process until they get in. But seeing someone else out of the same situation that you're in, sometimes it doesn't give you a place to stay, but it gives you hope. And when you see someone else getting further along, and when you contributed to that, it goes a long way, and you need those things when you're out there. When you don't have anything that you own except maybe your meager possessions in your hand, you know, and your pride is already taking a hit, so your self-esteem, you know what I mean? And so if that makes any sense to anybody, I hope that helps.
Yeah, now one thing, Rosemary is boots on the ground in Jasper, Florida. So I consider that an asset. She's already got some intelligence. So
and
she's boots on the ground. So
and she's
go ahead,
on
Robin.
The ground. So guess what? Now we're doing community meals. We're doing community gardens. Okay? Oh, how about this? Take the food from the community garden, open up a community restaurant. And now somebody like Rose can go in there and they can cook and prepare food for people and earn a wage. Boom, there you go. All from a community
mm-hmm.
garden. All from a community meal. Does that make sense?
Right, you're right. Now, Rosemary, in the last 2 months, have you run across other people that are homeless in Jasper?
I know, sir.
Hmm. Yeah, there are probably some, but.
If it is, they're well hidden.
So can I ask
okay.
you, can I ask you, Rose, what do you do when you're homeless? and you're in a rural situation?
Really nothing. I can't hardly work because of my side is paralyzed, plus I'm pregnant.
Oh. You know what I would suggest for you too? Your doctor, for the treatment of the paralysis and also your pregnancy doctor, okay? You go to them and you request to see a social worker. And then you explain to the social worker, listen, I'm homeless, I've got this issue, I've got that issue, and I need help. And the social workers, they're second to God. They've got powers, and they can make things happen for you within that medical system, and they can give referrals outside. So that's what I would suggest, going through your medical institution, your doctor, and asking for to see a social worker. Uh-huh. You're very welcome. If it would help you at all, Miss Rosemary.
I have needed it, but they're talking about they're going to call me back. And that's been about 2 months.
Right. So what I have found is if you have an agency that's giving you a referral and speaking on your behalf, which I would be able to do, I'd be willing to do because I am a ministry. We are a real church. And so sometimes when you have them call in another agency, they don't leave you waiting. I don't know why. A person can't come in and say the same thing, but an agency can come in referring you, and boom, you're in the door. So let's see if we can help you out with some referral. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep, it's my house outreach ministry, Minister Robin Lynn. And I'll be willing to talk to these people and stuff like that and facilitate and see what we can do to help you from this end. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because that's the common problem, L.A. People on the street, you would think they'd be able to go to an agency, a shelter, or something that provides these services, right? But then when you get there, they go, oh, well, in order for you to get in, you need a referral. Well, how are you going to get a referral, right? And so, but it's very, very common for them to require a referral. So I don't know why the YWCA can say, Miss Rosemary has this problem and you need to let her in. But Miss Rosemary can't go to the same place and present herself and get in. Okay? That's a very common problem. Okay, I understand why they do it because there are some people that abuse the system, blah, 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 and it's their way of regulating all of that. But at the same time, there are people out there that are not getting help. So it's a shame that we've got someone that's pregnant and paralyzed out there homeless. That doesn't make any sense. But
now I'm online in Jasper where Rosemary is.
Yeah.
There's in Jasper there's a place called Little Free Pantry Jasper where she can get some food. And it's located at the courthouse annex.
Right. But that's ridiculous because she needs more than food. She needs a place to stay her head. She needs medical treatment for the pregnancy and the paralysis to start with. He's probably had a myriad of medical issues before that. Is there Catholic community services?
The closest I see is in Live Oak. Swanee Social Services, but that's in Live Oak, Florida, not Jasper, Florida.
Yep.
That's the closest I see, Rosemary.
Yeah.
Yeah, Live Oak isn't that far from, but she doesn't have transportation. Do you know anybody that can give you a ride to Live Oak?
For what?
Well, there's social services. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, Swanee, in Live Oak, there's Swanee Social Services. But you have to go to Live Oak to tap in on that. Yeah.
Yep. And she can't just go off the street. I guarantee when you call them, they're going to say she needs a referral.
What is that, a shelter?
And that's if they'll even accept a referral from someone outside of their network. And if they don't accept it, they're gonna get a big stink. Hello, I'm Minister Robin Lynn. I'm calling from Seattle, Washington. We are an outreach ministry. We have a woman that's in your area that needs help. See?
Right.
And if they don't accept my referral, then that's going to be a problem because I'm going to call the mayor. I'm going to call everybody that I can think of after that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So this, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show this morning, Rosemary, because you are helping us expose to the listeners the issues and the problems that people have facing homelessness. People don't realize, they'll say, oh, get a job, go get a shelter, but they don't understand the discrimination and the oppression that you guys are facing, that we are facing. Let me say it like that, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So yeah, LA, this is you're seeing it's not that she's lazy, it's not that she's not trying, it's not that she thinks that she's too good to be in a shelter. It's the system.
Yes, ma'am.
And another thing that is not a commonly known fact. They expect for men to be homeless, so any city will have a number of beds for homeless people, but only 2 to 20% of those beds are reserved for women.
Well, for one,
20%.
There's no, all right, as far as the Salvation Army goes, there's a location in Lake City, but that's not Jasper, Valdosta,
yep,
Georgia, but that's not Jasper.
Yeah.
In Perry, Florida, but Perry, Florida is not Jasper, Florida.
Right, and that's another thing, too. So sometimes people will have to relocate to get any sort of help, right? And so we have them relocate. We give them a referral, and then they relocate to a place where they don't have any support. No friends, no family, no. And then we tell them, oh, you've got 30 days and you need to get it together and follow the program and get a job and find a place. How are you going to do that? The average, it starts about $3,000 to move. That's where it starts off with, to move. First, last month's rent deposit, woo-woo-wah-wah. So if you're in a shelter, how is that going to happen? How is that going to happen? And probably when you're in a shelter, you're usually not in any sort of mental or physical shape that you can even have a job. If you're in a shelter, you've probably gone through some stuff and you're probably traumatized and you probably need some sort of help, some sort of mental attention is what I'm saying. And I'm just saying that off of my own experience. I'm not saying that, you know, anybody else is blah, blah, but based off 15 years being homeless and off of my own experience, that's what I venture to say, that most people going to the shelter, they're in a traumatized state, and you can't expect them to be able to be contributing members of society. We need to triage them and assess them and help them. Just saying. I'm sorry, L.A.
No problem. Well, to get help, she'd have to find a way to Valdosta. That's like 30 minutes away. Live Oak, you know, same thing. So, A, we can help her. Well, first thing, Rosemary, how did you end up in Jasper? Why Jasper over other places?
Because I decided to come back here because this is where I was from. And when I came back here, from right off bat. But when I came here, there wasn't no house here. But every house that I went to try to get, somebody was telling me, say, you put your finger on it to get it, and it goes up in smoke. Somebody said, that's the way God's telling you he's got something better for you.
Well,
yeah.
That might be us.
That's another thing too. So houses are obtained through an application, and usually a deposit is made. They have you fill out an application. They blah blah blah, and then blah blah. So if it's not that process, then it's not legit, but you have a lot of people that are selling dreams to disadvantaged people. Hey, you can go over here and you can do blah, blah, blah. Then you end up spending all this attention, all this effort, okay? And that's not the type of support that people need. They need real, tangible solutions and resolutions. One thing that I would suggest is there is an app. What's it called? Neighborhood LA, that neighborhood app.
Yeah.
LA.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah. I would suggest that you get that. There's an app called Neighbors or Next Door. You get the Next Door app. And that is like a local a chat room for your city, okay? And then people post safety information, public safety information. People are reporting crimes in their neighborhood, general information, stuff like that. But you get that Next Door app, and then you post in there, hey, I'm pregnant. I need help. Blah, blah, blah. And then people in that local area will respond to you and help you. That's one solution that I can offer you. It's called Netflix.
Okay, we got another caller here. Hold on. We got another caller. Your mic is open.
And they were telling me that they would take 2 years for me to get in it. I can't wait no 2 years.
Right. Hold on, Rosemary.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hold on, Robin. Hold on, Robin. 111, this Skype caller, your mic is open.
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. I don't want to take up much of the sister's time because she's in a dire situation. My experience was as a child sleeping on the sidewalk because my father, who was very religious, thought that I didn't do, I think it was at the right grade in school or something like that. And then another time, my mother, who was in a certain religious cult, put me out when I was a teenager lifting heavy bags, and I lost a lot of my stuff. I had never factored that in, that being in a homeless or close to homeless situation, just traveling with the stuff on your hands and back can be physically impossible and emotionally draining. So I lost a lot of my stuff. Of course, you know, I bounced back and have my own family now, but I think society generally is not very accommodating or understanding to those people, especially if you're from a marginalized group, and especially if you're in a marginalized group and you don't have a circle, a religious circle or a social circle or a financial circle that you can call on, then you're left to the sharks and a few maybe churches or nonprofits that may help. So hopefully everything works out for everybody and we fix this scenario. Because it's happening every, you know, few minutes, somebody's ending up on the street. And often they have so many challenges, filling out forms and traveling 20 miles, et cetera.
Yeah.
They seem possible, but to some people, they're already so stressed out, they just want someone to help, pick them up, like an SOS, helicopter, come down, help me out, I need food, I'm stressed, I'm this, I'm hungry, I'm strained, I got a child, I'm living in my car, you know. Yeah, it's an odd situation for a rich nation, but I guess that's how the rich get richer. Thanks.
Thanks for coming.
He hit the nail on the head. And she said just before the caller came on that I'm on a list, but I can't wait that long. And she's right. This is why we need social workers, because a social worker would say, this woman is pregnant, this woman is paralyzed, and she's homeless. That would put her in an emergency condition, and it would put her on the top of the list, and she would go and get a place within 3 weeks to a month. That's why you need a social worker.
I filled out for one in Lake City. The lady took an intake on me, and she talking about if we hear from anything, we'll call you back. It's been about 2 or 3 months, and I haven't heard from her yet.
County or city was that in?
Lake City.
Lake City.
All right,
so she's only doing.
And that's not in Hamilton County.
Right,
no,
and they're only doing what that church or facility is allowing them to do. However, you don't have to resort to that. They're not the only ones out there. I'd go to the YWCA, and I would ask them, help me. Can you give me a scholarship so that I can stay here and get off the street? A closed mouth doesn't get fed.
No YWCA in Hamilton County.
They're telling me to
get
take
that
2 years.
Next door. This is why I say get that next door app. And you'll be talking to people within that local community, and I guarantee you someone will respond and help you. Someone will open up their home and they'll help you with a place to stay and all of that. And that will lead to recovery and everything else from there. I truly believe that. Sometimes we have to be very, very creative
that
in
like
where we're at.
For Hamilton County, all right, first thing, the app, if she's got enough room on her phone, that won't hurt. How much it'll help, I don't know, because Hamilton County is a place where we've got 4 acres, but it's common for people to have 40 acres of land in Hamilton County where they
right.
people go hunting in Hamilton County.
Right. But look at this. But look at this. Valdosta is how far away from there? And then, what's that other city that Barbara lives in?
Jacksonville's 90 minutes away.
Okay, so 90 minutes and 30 minutes. That's reasonable enough that you can get to. So sometimes you might have to relocate. You might You might have to go where they have services and help to get the help.
Okay.
You just
That's
might
true.
Have to.
Now, all right, she, right now her transportation are feet. So,
yeah,
Rosemary, is there any chance of you, you know anybody that can get you a ride to, Rosemary, you know anybody who can get you a ride to Jacksonville? That's an hour and a half away, or Valdosta, that's 30 minutes away.
So, again, that's where that Next Door app is going to come in. Hey, I need a ride to the Jasper so I can see if I can get some social service help for myself. Currently homeless, blah-de-de-blah-de-de-blah-de-blah.
Hey, can
okay.
I quickly give, I'm sorry, a quick suggestion. If she sets up a GoFundMe or something like that, then when she shares her info, people could click on her GoFundMe and she could go where she has to go. And a second idea is tickets, meaning who are the local politicians or rich folks or religious leaders that are near you. People hate a sign in front of their building. Just don't stand still because law enforcement could say, try to arrest you. But no one wants to see a pregnant woman with a sign saying, I need help. Often, you know, you got to embarrass these folks to do something. So one of those two hopefully helps also.
Yep. Yeah. So, you know, and that's the point where being humble comes in, because you're going to have to lay yourself down and you're going to have to put your story out there. And you're going to be rejected more times than you're going to be accepted and helped. And the only way you're going to be able to handle that is with that sense of being humble. And I'm not saying that you're not humble. I'm just saying that the way to make it through without falling into despair and hopelessness and depression.
Mhm.
Yeah. I just wish it was more that we could do.
Well, it probably is. I'm looking online now. I was thinking she can contact the mayor of Jasper,
yeah.
Florida, but I'm reading an article right here that says Jasper mayor let his cows wander away from his property. So let me get the full outline. We're talking about Jasper, Florida's Green Acres.
I didn't mean to
Wait a minute. What were you telling us about the Jasper mayor? I need you to finish that.
Yeah, it says Jasper mayor let his cows wander away from property without food or water. And this is Hamilton County, Florida. It says, I'm reading this out of their paper. The mayor of Jasper, Florida is facing charges of animal cruelty. The charges stem from an ongoing problem with his cattle roaming around the neighborhood. Daryl Lunkin is still serving as mayor of Jasper, Florida, and according to the city manager, the only way that that'll change if he resigns.
Okay. So,
the mayor of Jasper is facing 13 charges of allowing his livestock to roam freely, and one count of animal cruelty stemming from a dead cow found on his property. Arrest documents provided to us by the Swanee Democrat, that's the newspaper, say there wasn't enough food or water for the 23 cows and one goat found on his property, and the fencing wasn't secure to keep them on his land.
Okay,
the city manager, Jasper.
Watch this. That's the mayor, but the mayor has a secretary. And we all know that it's the secretary.
The mayor had. We're talking about Green Acres here.
I don't care.
A lot of mayors, like Prince Taft, Oklahoma, which, you know, I'm familiar with that town. The mayor of Taft, Oklahoma, has no secretary.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Then we don't need to call. Then we need to call the people that have the power and that have the information. That would be the county clerk's office or records. Because you're right, the mayor doesn't. I would call the county and I would say, hey, what kind of services do you have for homeless people, Who can I call to get help?
There's no services in Jasper.
There are. We just don't know who to ask. Yes, there are.
Unless you got social capital.
That's what we have the mayor and the city council for and all of that. So if they don't have those programs in a thing, then you go to the mayor. You go to the city council. You go to
Let's hold it. I'm taking two other pages here. All right.
Okay.
Taft, Oklahoma, which I'm familiar with, and Southern Oklahoma, I'm familiar with. I've been to Taft several times. I got property in Taft. Southern Oklahoma, I've been to twice. That's not that far from Taft. Both of those towns have mayors, and both of those towns have city councils.
Right.
There's no social services in either one of those towns, and neither one of those, they don't have any, the tax base isn't there. When you only got a population of 100 people, the tax base isn't there.
Right. But I guarantee you, if they have a family
you gotta
member,
go to another town.
Listen to me. I guarantee you, in those places, if they have family members or somebody that's in trouble or that needs help, they rally together, and they do that.
And
so,
you said the operative word, family members.
And you can develop social capital with them. I did it. I developed social capital with a psychologist who then wrote my letter so that I could get my disability compensation. I developed social capital with the director of Department of Veterans Affairs in this state. You understand? So you can develop relationship and social capital with them, that you become like family, that they will work on your behalf. You have to be very creative, or you might have to relocate. Yes, you do. But you can build social capital.
Well, she doesn't have a way.
It's free to build social capital, okay? If anybody can pick up the phone, and just like you called the mayor of whatever, and you spoke to that woman, and blah, blah, blah. Anybody can
right.
do the same thing. The mayors, the city council, the city, all those people, they are publicly available. And if they put you on a list and tell you that they can't help you, and they come back and blah, 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 then you start writing the newspaper. Okay, with your pregnant belly and your paralyzed self, and you shame them. That's what you do.
Now, those are big city ideas that don't work on a local level, like a Summit. Jasper does have a newspaper.
Listen.
Yeah, they do, because local politicians don't want to be embarrassed.
15 years of homelessness without all of that. I was just the same as she was. And it doesn't matter where you're at. When you're homeless, you are just counted as zero. It doesn't matter where you're at. You're the lowest of the low, and it doesn't seem like any place has any services or sufficient services enough to help you. Or if there is, there's a waiting list. But what I'm telling you is that all of that can be overcome regardless of whether you have social services or not, is what I'm telling you. Because
I agree, anything can be overcome.
Yeah.
I agree that anything can be overcome. I agree that she's got to develop social capital. That's why she's on the line today. I'm just telling you straight up. There's no social services. There's no Jasper. There's no Salvation in Jasper. There's no Red Cross in Jasper.
Yeah.
I just read it. If anything, I would suggest... If I were her, I would contact the mayor of Jasper, and it seems like the mayor needs help to keep those cows in check and his goats. And in return for her helping him do that, she might have a place at his place. She might be able to at his place.
Room and board. But then, watch this. My concern is if he's abusing animals, then you might be putting her in a situation to be abused too. Just something to think about.
I didn't get abused out of that. What I got was, once again, the mayors of these small towns don't make any money. They might get a little stipend once or twice a year. That's it.
But may I give a suggestion?
They don't have secretaries. They don't have
plans. For farming and cows, he could sell the cows rather than let them roam free. Hello?
It seems like the man needs a good publicity thing, and this is a good publicity for him to help a woman that's pregnant, et cetera. So he would look at this probably as his get-out-of-jail card, and he would pull on everything he could to help her, I think.
All right, well, Rosemary, if you can contact the mayor, you might have an opportunity there for a place to stay and maybe a job.
Rosemary, if you can contact the mayor and tell him that there is a ministry that is willing to help you, help him help you, and would he be willing to call in to the show where he can get our ideas or call us offline? Okay? And then we can help because when the people go by themselves and ask, they're going to go, nope, sorry, can't help you. But when they come with a referral, it just works. I can't explain why that is. Okay? But
I can call back and you all can write my number. I have a group of several thousand people that I could share the story with. And so in other words, it may take various people helping, but she may be under so much stress right now that all the info she's getting to analyze it and notate it may be beyond her emotional, you know. I don't know. I'm just saying sometimes it gets like this, but people may, you know, an ally.
That's why she's a social worker.
Yeah.
Well, she's not going to get one where she's at.
Yes, she can, because guess what? Social workers, MSWs, you can find someone that's an MSW, and then they can represent you. They don't have to be working at YWCA or any of those places that they don't have. But I guarantee you that there are people in that city that are social workers and licensed counselors and blah, blah, blah. And again, with that Next Door app, you could ask for that. Hey, Is anyone at MSW? I need help. Someone
what
that
I'll do is I'll call the today I'll call them. I'll call the Chamber of Commerce, and if anybody knows, they would know.
Yeah, and when you call them, ask them. Say, listen, we have a client. She's pregnant. She has some other medical issues. We need a social worker. You can request one. Okay? So when you're asking for information, also ask for a resource of social workers.
By the way, sometimes hospitals have social workers.
But you know what? Now, what I'm learning from this is, what I'm learning from this conversation today is this. Daryl, I don't think he's on your line with us today, one of our callers out of New York. The reason why New York City is the largest populated, densely populated city in the United States, one of the most densely populated cities in the world. New York number one, Los Angeles number two, Chicago number three is... And I'll just use New York City as this example. In New York City, the reason why it's the continuously, decade after decade, the largest populated city in the United States and one of the most populated in the world is because that city offers social services. Now, the common denominator, because once again, in the last 6 years, I've made several trips to Tampa, Oklahoma, bought land in Tampa, Oklahoma, bought a house in Tampa, Oklahoma, went to Tallahassee, Oklahoma, all the black towns that I've been to, okay, including one town 45 minutes away from me, Eatonville, Florida. The common denominator with these small towns is dramatically less government bureaucracy, and number two, they're more independently self-sufficient. There are no social workers. There is no Salvation Army. There is no Red Cross.
There are people living in the city, even if they don't have a YWCA, even if they don't have...
There is none in Tampa, Oklahoma, Summit, Oklahoma, none of those things.
Let me finish what I'm saying. All right? If there are no programs, there may not be any programs. You're correct. But I guarantee in that populace, in the people sitting there, there are some plumbers. There are some electricians. There are some social workers that are working in other cities or hospitals or other places as a social worker. They may not be in these programs that we need. However, they can still function and give referrals. We just need a social worker. They don't have to be attached to a program. You understand?
It sounds like we're going to have to be the social workers.
This is why you use an app like Nextdoor to put the call to action out.
She'll download that.
I overcame 15 years of homelessness because everywhere that I went, they did not have, I didn't fit in. I couldn't go into this program because I didn't have kids. I couldn't go into this program because woo-woo-wah-wah. So I had to be conventional, and I had to ask. And I figured out social workers. And if there's not a program,
right, well,
there's still social workers in the city. I had a social worker and attached to me, and she volunteered and wrote referrals off of her own name because she's an MSW.
The Nextdoor app, I agree, she should download that to her phone. But let me give you a little bit more insight on Jasper. Particularly, as a matter of fact, if you're on Blog Talk Radio right now, if you look at the scrolling marquee, I've got about five pictures of our 4 acres in Jasper.
Earth Wealth E-Village. And it, you just see it's 4 acres of trees. Now, here's one of the services that is taken for granted and is normal in your large cities that are on the grid that's not available at that particular location. And this is, and I'm putting this out there because some things that might be normal in Seattle, New York, LA, DC, Miami, you're not going to get it in various parts of Jasper. For instance, at our location in Jasper, which that's originally why she contacted me in the first place, we don't have a 9/11 address. And I don't want a 9/11 address, and I'm not getting a 9/11 address. A 9/11 address, now here are the services that you do get from a 9/11 address. Or you have a heart attack, stroke, some kind of medical event, then if you have a 9/11 address, which is normal in larger cities and towns, then the ambulance will come to that specific location and carry you up in that ambulance and cart you off to the hospital. Now, in order to get a 9/11 address, all right, I would have to get a permit for a driveway, which isn't that much, but then I would have to install certain plumbing. I would have to connect into the grid. Now, in order to connect into the grid, the first thing they would want me to do, or anybody who's in that area, and most of the property owners, the reason why we're in Hamilton County is because we want nothing to do with the grid, is they would have to have a, what do you call it, and this kind of a county or the city makes their money. It's all volunteer if you want a 9/11 address. And these services, which might, well, in this case, it doesn't include social workers, but I would have to have an environmental impact study done first. Cost for that, $20,000 to $30,000. I know how to put in my own electrical system with solar. I know how to put my own water system in, and I know how to put my own driveway in. I don't need the government. And through social capital, we'll just have connections with people. Like in Tab, Oklahoma, I don't know if she's still there now, there was a registered nurse that while she was there, and Taft is over 100 years old. Tallahassee, Oklahoma, over 100 years old. Summit, Oklahoma, over 100 years old. None of those places have a hospital or have a clinic. But they're over 100 years old. So all the social capital they need for medical, it's right there within the community. But there's no big city services, and that's why a lot of big cities, and I'm going to start this off with New York City. The reason why New York City is as large as it is, practically anybody, you don't even have to be a United States citizen, can go to New York City and check into a shelter. And once you learn the system in New York, you can basically live in New York for years free. But I don't want that. Anybody who's at Earth Wealth E-Village is sustainable independently. And the classes that we'll be teaching, how to build your own house without bank financing, how to build your own house without government, how to grow your own food so you can feed yourself. That's what's happening at Earth Wealth E-Village. Totally 100% off the grid, but you can stay there
once you build your place up and all that, you got electricity, you got internet connection, you can watch your flat screen TV, there's a state park within a 5 to 10 minute drive from there, or you can walk there. If you want to go to the big city, Jacksonville, Florida is 90 minutes away, Valdosta is 29 miles away. Interstate 10 that goes from Jacksonville, Florida, all the way to California is minutes away. I-75, which will take you to Atlanta, which will take you up to Detroit, which will take you into Canada, is all within minutes of Jasper, Florida.
So I would connect in all of those locations that you just mentioned in the neighborhood app. And then I would put calls to action out in all of those areas.
Now, I agree with you 100%, Robin, on that. She should download that to her phone and see what opportunities exist there. Another idea that you had, actually two or three of them that were good, if you can, Rose, see if you can get to Lake, because it's not that far, but it's far if you're walking. So we already know you don't have a car. But for the neighborhood app that Robin recommended, okay, at your fingertips, you might find somebody that can give you a ride to Lake, Suwannee, or Valdosta. Another idea, since you do have an internet connection, is Craigslist. Maybe somebody who goes into those places on a regular, like they might have a job in any one of those places, one of those people might be able to give you a ride and don't charge you any money to give you a ride. So those are things that you can work on yourself, because you're going to need the medical stuff, because like I said, at our location, we don't have a 9/11 address, and I'm in charge of that, and I'm not getting one.
So what that means is that it's living at Jasper, it's going to be a lifestyle that you're going to accommodate yourself to, much like... Several years ago, I moved from metropolitan Seattle into rural, 2 hours off of the freeway exit.
Okay.
So what was I going to say? Never mind, I forgot.
Well, like you said, it's a lifestyle. And here's the lifestyle. All right, because Rosemary is homeless, okay? The first thing right off the bat is we're not charging any money. We're not selling anything. Okay, it's teaching people. You got two ways to go. We'll teach you how to build a room. We'll teach you how to build your own house. Okay, where you own it. No bank financing. Yeah. No FHA, no VA, no government programs at all. You learn. This is a life skill. Once you pick up this life skill, we can send you to Timbuktu, Moscow, somewhere in the maritime Southeast Asia. You know how to build your own house.
What I was going to say is that because I was living in rural, right, I had to change my lifestyle. So I got paid once a month, so I would go into town once a month. And at that time, they didn't have the DoorDash and the Uber and all the stuff that they have right now, okay? So I would go into town once a month and get all my supplies. my groceries, my whatever I would need. So it's, you have to accommodate yourself. So we would be raising awareness, you know, as well. A lot of education. We've got orientation. We've got school. We've got classes. And the best thing is at the end of the class, you will have a house built.
Let me simplify things here. Rosemary. Rosemary, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Rosemary, simple question. I already know the answer, but they need to hear from you. Rosemary, do you know how to build your own house?
No, sir. I've never tried it.
Okay. But you're willing. That's the whole
yes,
thing.
I'm willing.
Let me get, Rosemary knew how to build her own house. If the majority of people that drive to work every day in rush hour and then drive home every day from rush hour, if they knew how to build their own house, most people wouldn't need to go into a 9-to-5 job. The typical person that lives in Western society, in Western countries, has never been taught how, and we're talking about something fundamental. Something, slaves knew how to build their own house.
They were taught to build.
We're talking about something very, very fundamental.
Slaves were forced to build housing for everybody else other than
no matter how it happened, they learned how to, no matter how it was done, they knew more than you do.
Yes.
So once Rosemary and her partners learned how to build a house for Rosemary, and Rosemary owns that house, there's one problem that Rosemary will never, ever, ever in this lifetime face again is homelessness. That's
why
we're doing this podcast.
And then we also teach Rosemary how to form an
LLC. Grow your own food so she can feed herself.
And we also teach her how to form a business, an LLC, and put it all into a trust so that she can be financially independent as well.
Right. Well, let's just start off with the baby step. All right, first thing. She's going to download that app. So I already know that. Okay. Check out Craigslist. But like I say, once she learns how to build that house, because we're not charging her anything to do that. There's no hidden cost. No. That, you know, with the community meals and the whole nine. So Rosemary is boots on the ground January 3rd in Jasper, Florida. So I consider that an asset. I learned a little bit more about Jasper today via the article I read about the mayor. It's a Green Acres situation. But there's nothing wrong with that because it seems like you can build social. And that's the reason I go into towns where it's easier to build social capital. We also found out that we're going to have to create our own institutions for medical, and a lot of the stuff that you see in Jacksonville or whatever, we're going to have to do that where we're at. We're going to have to, what are the basics if something happens to us and we need medical attention? We're going to have to organize from that, just like, because, hold on, how old is Jasper?
Watch this. We invite everybody is welcome to come and build there, right? And then watch this. Let's say you got the lawyers, some MSW, some nurses, some doctors. Well, now you can start, you can operate, set up a clinic. Not an agency, but a clinic. and whereby you can give people referrals out so they can get legal representation, medical, blah, 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 blah. Oh, my God, this is beautiful. I'm seeing things here.
Jasper has lasted this long with all these services. So,
but the people are struggling. So remember, this is the thing.
No, I wouldn't say that.
No, because we've got one right here with Miss Rosemary.
That's one. There are others we don't know about.
What?
Sir?
Okay, anyway, let's concentrate on Rose. All right, so, okay.
There are more people than her in that situation that are struggling because they don't have those services, is what I'm saying.
All the people I know in Jasper, and I don't know everybody in Jasper, but the other people I know in Jasper, these people got 40 acres of land. They got horse ranches.
The homeless people are always invisible. But I guarantee you there are some homeless people everywhere in every community. I promise you.
Well, the common denominator with most homeless people is they don't know how to build their own house.
Yep.
Period. End of story.
And
so that's where we come in. Here are the assignments for today. Rosemary is going to download that app next door on her phone and then see what she can get that way. Number two, Craigslist. She can see if there's anybody on Craigslist that might be able to help her with transportation. Okay.
She can also put a call to action out. Maybe she can't do physical work, but sometimes people don't need a servant, if you will, or a maid. But sometimes people need a roommate for companionship or someone that can monitor or help remind.
Now you know
what?
That's a very good idea.
Stuff like that.
That's a very good idea.
Okay.
And this is Florida. She's in Florida, and there's a lot of seniors that need companionship. They're willing to employ you for that. So, all right, we got that in a hopper form.
She can complete errands that don't require physical stuff. She can do things like make phone calls, blah, blah, blah. And in today's time, watch this. She could even deliver groceries. You know why? Because now you install the app, you just place the order, woo woo wah wah.
Yeah, but Robin, she doesn't have a car.
You don't have to
have transportation.
The same way that I delivered the thing to you, the food to you,
no,
LA.
No, Rosemary doesn't have any of those.
LA, all she has to do is install an app. And then, just like I did, you said, hey, Robin Lynn, I'm hungry. Can you send me a sandwich? So It's My House went on its app in DoorDash and ordered you a sandwich and sent it to you. I didn't have to physically get in my car and go pick it up and bring it to you.
And what I'm saying is, okay, and how can – all right. Rosemary, her transportation on her feet right now. Okay. So, anyway, Larry, what I'll do for Rosemary today after this podcast is I'm going to call the Chamber of Commerce. I'm going
to
call the Chamber of Commerce. She can download the app next door to her phone. She can do that remotely. She can check out Craigslist remotely. what I'll do on her behalf, and then I'll call her with the results today, is I'll call the, Hamilton County Chamber of Commerce and say, are there any social, find out something that we don't know. Okay, I'll find out what I can from them. Whatever I get from them, I'll call her up after I get off the phone with the Chamber of Commerce. And then, you know, from It's My House housing outreach point of view, okay, we will have to organize to build, to teach her how to build a structure that she will own outright. We don't have any time on the platform today to do that, but it's the 3rd of January, and we'll just have to chip away at it each day at a time. Because one thing I can say about it, two things. Number one, Rosemary is boots on the ground. So she could qualify to be one of our partners. She is boots on the ground. She's got a lot of intel already she's there doing this podcast. If there are any homeless in Jasper, they're well hidden. Number two, we already know there's no Salvation Army. There's no Red Cross. She's gone to the police department. She's gone to churches. So she's gathered all that intel for us already. Boots on the ground. All right, so it looks like, here's another thing is, she's persistent. She doesn't give up. She doesn't quit. So that thing that that me and you, Robin, that we talk about, start where you are. Rosemary's doing that right now. Use what you have. You've got a cell phone and enough strength to call us. And do what she's doing, what she can. So today she'll download the app. She'll check on Craigslist. I'll call the Chamber of Commerce and then relate it back to her. And then we'll go from there. We're on Faith Street, literally.
Are you gonna, Miss Rosemary? Are you gonna call back in? I invite you to call back in again because I would like to teach you and show you some ways how you can generate some income as well without having to physically go or do anything. I'll teach you how to do it remotely. And you can make some right now money by providing services. So I hope you call back. And thank you so much for calling in and sharing your story. I really appreciate you. It's nice to meet you, too. Thank you.
You too.
Okay. All right, wait a minute. I got to find my studio. Anybody else got any questions? 619-768-2945. Now, you know what? Let's talk about community meals here. Robin, explain the community meal concept and then how we can include Rosemary in on it.
The community meal is what we're going to, It's My House is utilizing the same way that Jesus did, the same thing that Jesus did. The people had a multitude of needs, but the most prevalent was they were hungry, right? And LA and I realized that when Jesus fed the multitude with those five, with the fishes and the five loaves of bread, or forgive me if I'm not saying it right, but we realized that when he fed the people, he had their attention. So we decided to come up with the same thing, even in the upper room. The Last Supper, what was that? A meal, a community meal. And they had their attention, right? So we decided to have community meals. Now community meals is where we're going to have people's attention, where we can tell them about the opportunity that they have to build their place, basically, in a nutshell. Yep.
So, okay, well, Rosemary's a candidate. We can train her on how to do community meals as well. Right there in Jasper, so she won't have to worry about food and all that type of stuff. So, and we'll have community boots on the ground partners in Devon City.
Let me say this right now, because people will go in their minds, they'll go, man, Christmas just happened, blah, blah, blah. I don't have money to conduct a community meal. Well, listen, community, just like it takes a village, you do the same approach. So you don't necessarily have to provide the food. You can ask for it by what? People can potluck. Okay? So you can still conduct these things, even if you don't have money. All right? We're going to apply the millionaire concept to a lot of this stuff. So,
you know what? Since we got on the phone.
Yeah.
Since we got on the phone, all right, Rosemary's here. Rosemary, we can train you to be a you're already boots on the ground. We can set you up where you can help us run our community meals in Jasper. It's a pretty simple thing to do. You don't need any money out of your pocket for it. We keep them small, 10 people.
Yep.
And then the food budget is $20, but you don't have to worry about it. We'll show you how to get the $20. What's the $20 used for? The $20 is used to feed 10 people, including yourself. So
yeah.
Anyway, we'll show you how to do that. But all right, today, download the Nextdoor app onto your phone, and navigate that. See what's out there. See what's happening on Craigslist, particularly for transportation. 3, I will call the Chamber of Commerce for Hamilton County, Florida, and see if there's some type of social help that can get you out of those vacant buildings or whatever, so you can take a shower, eat, and all that type of stuff. That's today on. Like I said, we're doing the. That's why I play the Steve Harvey piece. Faith Street. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but as long as we're moving on it, things will help out. So we've had Robin call in with ideas. We had another gentleman that called in with ideas. And Rosemary's got an extreme situation. But it can turn around quickly. So, anybody else got any comments? 619-768-2945, press 1.
Miss Rosemary, do you have Apple or Android?
Android.
Okay, I'm going to send the link to you, L.A., for the Nextdoor neighborhood app, and then you can send that to her to download. So she
I'm familiar with that app. Okay.
Huh?
I'm familiar with that app. I used to have it on one of my phones.
I'm sending you the direct link so that you can give it to her to install.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
There you go. Just dump it. You want me to send it to your phone number or to Facebook Messenger?
I already got it. I got it.
I know that you need the direct link to send to her to install. It's a difference than you already having it. I'm trying to get it.
All right, well,
send
to the messenger.
All right.
Yeah, send the message. Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes
when we're having, when we tell people to install things and we give them the homework, then we're also going to empower them and give them the install link too. Okay?
So right.
Stand by, I'll keep that for you in 1 second.
Rosemary, any questions?
Yes, sir. Let me get up. Hold on. Yes, sir. No, I just want to know, is there any possible way that I can get into a room today, please?
Okay, people that, okay. First things first, do you know the name of any local motel that you can get in? You know, like a Motel 6 or something?
The motels around here in Jasper is not taking me because they said they're closed because of the COVID. The only one I found is in Lake Park, Georgia.
And how far is that away?
Oh, probably about 13 minutes or so, right down Lake Park. Because you know you go from Jasper to Demons and then Lake Park.
All right, how much... Do you know the prices for those motels?
Yeah, they're, Lord, I'm so cold. They're about, I think, two something a week.
How much for a day?
I don't know. I gotta try to go back in this building. I'm told I need to come out for a second.
All right, I'll look. I'll do some searching on this and in that neck of the woods as well. All right, anybody interested in, helping out in any way, you can.
And I really do appreciate everybody.
Hit me up on, you know what? Our Facebook page is It's My House TV. It's on Facebook. Instagram is It's My House TV. So you can hit me up either one of those two ways. If you're interested in helping out Rosemary so she can get out of those. Now, me and Rosemary have been back and forth for about 3 weeks. So she just didn't call in today out of the blue. So, I said, this woman calls me every day. 2, 3, 4 times a day. She's persistent. So she is walking by faith, not by sight. So I'm looking at, I got this 4 acres of land, or we have this 4 acres of land. And we already said we're going to take 1 acre of it and make it available for the community. How to grow food, how to build your own house, all this other, for free. Community meals for free. So I'm looking at, you know what? I don't know what brought me and Rosemary together, but it's got to be something.
I know.
To be a testimony for somebody. I know that much. How it's going to work out, I don't know. Okay. But she's on here now. Okay. We're not asking for nothing from her. Okay. So, and I've learned things about Hamilton County and Jasper that today I didn't know, and she told me stuff even before today's podcast. So, in any event, so if you guys, if she needs a place, she needs to come up out that building. Because it's January now, you know, it's, I don't know, flu season, pneumonia season. She doesn't need to be in that environment. So if you can help out, hit me up or Robin. Robin, what's a good way to reach you?
You can reach me. My Gmail is robinlynnmaybin at Gmail. RobinlynnMabin at gmail.com. Or, you can call, reach out on the toll-free line on the Mabin, which is 866-446-2246. All right. Yep.
All right. So we got Rosemary. We can talk a little bit later today. Since she's boots on the ground in Jasper already, she may as well run our community meals in Jasper. Okay. Once again, if you can help her out in any way, contact through the Facebook page, It's Miles TV, Instagram, It's Miles TV, or get Robin up. Okay. That's the three ways. And then, you know, if you want to, it seems like what she needs mostly right now is to get up out the these vacant buildings. And once again, although she's in Florida, she's in northern Florida where it's cool. It's not Detroit cold or New York City cold, but it's cold enough. All right. So if you can, and we, I'll be looking around to see if we can find some place where she can walk to, and on your end, you can just pay for the motel room directly. I ain't asked nobody to send me any money. Just pay it directly for that particular room, and we'll just take this one day at a time. Take it one day at a time until we can get her something built that she will participate in. Now, she might have to just sit there because she's got health problems, but she can sit and learn and participate and get a vested interest that way.
So,
like I was talking to Viata this morning.
This is the community part.
Right.
Because there might be someone that can't physically build. So,
right.
So you can come and you can watch this. You can participate. So watch this. For an example, there was a restaurant in Seattle, right? And they only had like three or four items on the meal. every day, but the meal only costed $2.50. If you didn't have the $2.50, you could work in that restaurant for 15 minutes, clean the tables, take the garbage out, wash dishes, bust the tables, work the cash register, go back and prep some food. 15 minutes you could eat for free. There were some people that they would work for an hour so that they could eat for free and three other people could then go in and eat. They would say, hey, I worked an hour, right? And that left the bank. So they would go and tell the cashier, I've got three slots for three more meals left, but I'm donating them. So now someone comes in, they can't work and they don't have money, but they can't work. So now here we have a ticket for you. Now you can go on and eat. You can do that same thing when they're building, because we're having classes and orientation where at the end of that class, 4 or 5 hours, there's going to be a house completed, right?
Right.
And so the
exactly.
people coming to the class are going to be the ones doing the building. So that's going to enable us. That's going to enable someone that's not physically able to still participate and receive the benefits from. Does that
right.
make sense?
Right, and one person, yeah, it does. One person, if I can't get her on here tomorrow, I'm gonna try to get her on here this week. Beata Robinson, who has the Soul Purpose Healing Show podcast, and plus she does stuff on the Female Solution. What Beata Robinson is doing today, now Beata lived in a tiny house for like 5-6 years, or a solid five. What Beata, now she sold that tiny house recently, but what she's working on now is another tiny house. And what she's learning how to do today is she's learning how to make walls. And she hired a couple of people that will be teaching her in real time how to build a wall. And all the house is four walls. And if you know how to build a wall, you know how to build a floor. You know how to build a floor, you know how to build a ceiling. You know how to build a ceiling, you know how to build a roof. That's everything simplified. Okay. So we're going to do the same thing with Rosemary. Because once again, after we're done with Rosemary, there's one problem that she'll never have again in life. Homelessness, because she will know how to build her own house. Because she would have done it. So on that note, all right, so Rosemary's got her assignments for today. My assignment for Rosemary is to call the Chamber of Commerce, find out if there are any particular social programs that are not on her radar, or where she might get some help. For you listening to the audience, if you want to sponsor her a motel room for the night, we're taking this one day at a time. Okay, another assignment. I'll find out what motels or whatever that are open and that can take her in, and then you, wherever you are, you send the money directly to that motel yourself on behalf of Rosemary, so she can get it out of the cold, get a decent night's sleep, shower, and all that other kind of stuff. Okay. So anybody who's interested in that, you can contact me or you can contact Robin. I suggest contact Robin first, okay, because I had a couple other things to do. So, and then... Rosemary, like I say, we can get her up to speed. So, I mean, she's already boots on the ground. And she's part of our housing outreach. Okay. All right. No other questions have been coming from the audience today, and we've done our. We're on Faith Street, people. That's why I say I play the Steve Harvey thing practically every morning. She's on Faith Street. We're on Faith Street with her. And she's not wavering. So we just got to keep on. Robin, any closing comments?
No, I have none.
All right, Rosemary, what about you?
I'm just cold and hungry.
All right, people, this is not me speaking. This is her. This is Rosemary. And I'm in Florida. She's in Florida, but I'm 3 hours away from her. I'm in Lakeland, Florida. She's up in Jasper, Florida. Okay. Robin's out in Seattle, Washington. But if you can help her get out of the cold, if you can get her something to eat, getting out the cold is number one. Okay. Contact Robin or me, and then what I'll do after I get off the phone is I'm going to see what kind of inexpensive accommodations we can find for her, what the cost is, and then people that are interested, whatever you can pitch in, $5, $10, even $50, if you can pay for the room just to get her out. Yes, she is in Florida, but Florida, well, you can look it up on your phone. You know, look up the temperature for Jasper, Florida, what it is right now, and then what it will be tonight.
And then they're telling me they're all closed. I said I've looked up the motels and talked to them here. They said they're all closed because of the COVID. And the closest one I found was Oyo's in Lake Park. That's taking people.
And do you have transportation to get to Lake Park?
I will try to find someone to take me.
All right. Well,
I just don't want to get the room and be there a night and back out in the cold. Maybe
right.
If I could get it from now until the first of the month or something, maybe I can meet and file something better. I might be done come across.
Well, by the end of the month. Well, let's take it one day.
Yeah.
All right. We're on
okay,
Faith Street
so
here.
Hold on.
Let me ask this.
Do you have any source of income at all?
Not right now. Nothing. No food stamps. No nothing. It's just if I have, you know, if I do something for somebody and they pay me a little bit of change or something,
okay,
I'll go and get me a bag of chips
or
something.
You being pregnant, you can apply for, they have pregnancy assistance at DSHS.
Yeah.
You can apply for that, which would give you some income. Also, because of your disability, you need to apply for SSI, Social Security supplemental, and that
now,
will kick
now,
in
Rosemary, don't you get that? Rosemary, don't you get SSI?
Nope.
Well, I thought you did.
All right,
nope,
so you can go online.
No food
you can go online. You can go online and apply from your phone. Okay? So for
all right, well, she needs to do that. That's the number one thing she needs to do, man. I suspect. As soon as we hang up on this call.
She can do that today. And I
guarantee she can do that
you,
today.
If she applies for that, and especially SSI supplemental income, they will approve that because of her medical condition right now. and she'll probably get a check in a week or so, 3 weeks at the most, if she has direct deposit.
Okay, well, that's something she can do today.
Okay.
She can do that on her phone.
Then when she gets that income, then she needs to go to one of these places that have a monthly rate. Okay? And again, we need a social worker, someone that can negotiate, because they will not respond to her on her own behalf. They just won't. We need a social worker. And if my house outreach can serve that function for her as well. The same.
All right, well, she needs to apply. All right, her to-do list today is download the Nextdoor app. You can do that today. She can go online on her phone and apply for SSI today. So those are two things. And then I would still check Craigslist. She can check Craigslist for transportation today. So those are three things she can do by faith on January the 3rd, 2022. I will call the Chamber of Commerce today to check out stuff for as well. And I will also see if I can find somebody that can, do they have a room available? How much is it per day? And for people listening in the audience, if you're interested, and because it costs money to put her in a room, okay, then and we can have food delivered to her. All right. So anybody interested in that, contact Robin on that. All right. So we got our assignments today here on Faith Street. And thank you, Rosemary, for the opportunity to – oh, wait a minute. We got another caller here. 615 area code, your mic is open.
Hey, this is Lola. We interviewed the other day, but I wanted to say something.
I know who you are.
Yeah,
sure.
I wanted to say something. I would see her going through a social worker, because a social worker at a hospital, if she has a doctor or a hospital that she can go through, a social worker will get her disability in less than 2 months, in about 45 days, because if she goes online they're going to deny her until they cannot deny her anymore.
That's right.
It's going to take a very long time for her to even get the Social Security disability.
Okay, what I'll do today is I will call – Hamilton County's got to have a hospital. So I will call the local hospital. Hamilton County doesn't have a hospital?
They tore it down because it was contaminated. They said it was going to build another, but they never did.
Miss Rosemary, you might have to go 30 minutes or 60 minutes or 90 minutes somewhere else. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because and I understand that as well. Because all of the obstacles that you're talking about, you're becoming a naysayer to yourself. And I don't want to see you do that. What you're going to have to do is you're going to have some more positive thoughts. And I know that's hard to do in the situation you're in, but I'm going to tell you, it does work. It does work. And if you can get somebody, or if someone who is out there listening can get to the area that Miss Rosemary is in and take her to where she can get a doctor and be in a hospital where a social worker can help her, she's going to get help a lot quicker, and it's going to be a lot better for her, not just for her, but for that child that she's carrying. She's not just by herself. She has a child within her that needs help too. And this child should not be born under the circumstances that she's in right now.
Well, excellent idea. I'll be looking for hospitals in that neck of the woods after I get off the phone. That's an excellent idea, the hospital. All hospitals have a social worker. I never would have thought about it until you mentioned it. But that makes sense. They can expedite stuff. And then another good idea, I mean, suggestion that you had is, in the dire situation that you're in, you've got to elevate that thinking. But once again, Rosemary, I give you credit, though, because you call me every day.
Yes.
And you called into the show, and you've been here for 2 hours with us today already. So I commend you for just hanging in. All right, so and Ashley, got any other words? We'll close out on what you said. You're our boots on the ground in Nashville.
I just don't.
You know what I would do if I were her? I would go in some grocery store or some highly public place, and I would fall out and make them respond to me medically, at which point now she can get in there and cry out, say, I need a social worker. I'm homeless. I'm not. And the social worker will kick into action, which
I
get
later,
away with all along.
That is a good idea.
Okay.
Can I pray for her?
Let's get in prayer now.
Miss Rosemary, would you allow me to pray for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Most gracious, high, Heavenly Father that is our creator. Heavenly Father, we have a person, Miss Rosemary, here that is in need of your help. You know, a lot of times we have not because we ask not. And when we do not ask you, Heavenly Father, we find ourselves in limbo a lot of times. But right now, Heavenly Father, we're reaching out to you for Miss Rosemary. We're reaching out to you for her right now, Father, because she needs you. And she doesn't just need you. She needs the people that you employ for your kingdom to help her get back to where she needs to be. She needs a home, Heavenly Father. She needs food, Heavenly Father. She needs medical care, Heavenly Father. She needs someone in her life that is going to help guide her through you, that you can come through, that will help guide her to the things that she needs. Heavenly Father, we realize that we have all sinned and fallen short of your glory. But Heavenly Father, you are no respecter of persons, and you help the good and the bad. So right now we're standing on your word so that you will be able to come through, not just for her, but for others that need you. In that son Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay, boy, what a good first show to start the year. All right, something's going to go. Rosemary, the way I look at your situation, you're right in the middle of a miracle. That's all I can say. You're right in the middle of one.
Can I say something?
Sure.
You know, I appreciate everything from y'all. I just don't want to get into a motel room and then the next day I got to be right back out on the streets.
Well, Miss Rosemary, if I were you, I'd go find that store and they'll put you in a hospital where you can get a social worker. And these social workers will help find you a place. They did. You know, they go through certain age groups sometimes. But there's someone out there, I know there's got to be someone out there that will help put you up in a room. In a room.
The social worker.
Somewhere where you can even cook your own meal.
Her the referrals to do that. It's the social workers that have to
right.
do
and
that.
Right, and that's what I'm talking about, the social worker. Because they help a whole lot of people out here, but a lot of people don't have the knowledge of that. I just happen to know when the young lady, I don't remember your name, ma'am, was talking to you, Miss Rosemary, she said social worker, and that is absolutely true. You need a social worker, and please find the nearest Department of Human Services and get you some food stamps. Because if you don't do nothing but get you something to snack on, some fruit, some candy, however, you don't have to cook it, but you'll have the stamp to be able to put something nourishing into your body for your child. And that's important.
All right, well, she's got her marching orders for today. We got ours. So on that note, thanks, Robin, Lola. Thanks, Rosemary, for calling in. I'll call the Chamber of Commerce. And who else am I supposed to call? Chamber of Commerce. Oh, and somebody that has accommodations, a motel or something like that, whatever's up there. And
go fall out get yourself into a medical situation or go watch it. Go to a public. Go to County City Hall or something like anywhere like that, right? And fall out. And then, especially if you tell them when you get in there, I was over here trying to take care of this business. And then especially if you're seeking medical, you said that you're pregnant. You said that you were paralyzed. So that's a feasible situation for you to be in. And then once you're in the medical hospital and you don't leave, the first thing that you do is you go, I need to see a social worker, right? You don't tell it to the nurse. You don't tell it to the doctor. Or you can't tell it to the doctor. You tell the doctor, listen, I'm homeless and I've got all these problems. And blah, blah, blah. And I really need a social worker that can help me, help facilitate me. And then the doctor will put in the order for the social worker. That's how you do that. Listen closely. That's how you do that. Okay?
Yes.
All
okay.
right. Well,
Then they will get you into a situation that you're not in there for just a night, a hotel. They will get you into a transitional situation. You might get into a situation at first where you have to share a room or whatever for a while, but they will get you off the street. You might have to crawl, and you might not be able to make stipulations on the circumstances. Because of the need that you're in right now, my dear. The first thing I said is you have to be humble to overcome this situation, my dear. And this is coming from someone that was homeless for 15 years. And I was only homeless for 15 years for that long because it took me that long to get humble. So you don't have to take that long, okay, my dear?
Well, we got the prayer out there, so let's put feet on those prayers. On that note, we're going to wrap it up for today because it's almost 1 p.m. here on the East Coast. On that note, everyone have a good rest of the day.